Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Sunday, May 16, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A fresh wave of religious violence has erupted in Yelwa in the central state of Plateau in Nigeria. The Red Cross says a Christian attack on Muslims last week resulted in over 600 deaths and thousands displaced. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra believes the trouble is likely to escalate.
Nigeria is a powder keg right now, and we've seen increasing reports of churches being burned down, people being killed, and the reports just come and come and come. That's what we've been hearing, and we really need to pray that peace will come to that country.
Dykstra says while there's freedom to evangelize, evangelists and churches have come under fire from Muslim extremists. Open Doors provides support to the church.
We do a lot of training in Nigeria of pastors. We train pastors how to actually approach this violence and persecution. And so pastors bring those teachings, their training to their churches and to their flock.
And churches are being reminded to be careful about what they post on the internet. Some churches, in their effort to let their members know what's happening with their missionaries, end up putting ministry in jeopardy. Donna Messenger with the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism is concerned.
One of our missionaries just wrote me and said that their church had put their prayer letter on their website without the missionary's knowledge. And a person in their country that they had been witnessing to for several months Googled his own name and found it and was not happy with what he saw.
This potentially damaging information can also hurt national workers as well. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on Mission Network News or would like to financially support our broadcast into Russian and Romanian, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the support button at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.